Regis LaMarche and Bruno Froideval have known each other a long time. They met in school in France and stayed friends through their time serving in the Troupe de Marine, the French equivalent of the Marine Corps. 30 years later, they're crossing the Race to Alaska finish line in a 23-foot Tricat, a French-built catamaran. I'm minoring in French at Indiana University, so needless to say, I was excited to meet these guys. Parisians in Ketchikan, what a treat. I talked to LaMarche first.
Bonjour.
I'm from KRBD, the local radio station.
Yes.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yes, yes, yes.
D'où venez-vous?
Nous venons de Paris.
I speak a little French, but we
okay.
Speak English.
You want to speak French?
To translate a little, I ask where they're from, and he responds that they're from Paris. After switching back to English, he tells me about their journey.
So we sent the boat to Seattle through a container, and we assembled the boat in Seattle.
Wow.
We sailed to Port Townsend. And so now we have to disassemble the boat, to put it on a trailer, to put the trailer on a container, to send the container back to France, to reassemble the boat.
Fantastic.
And that will be the end of the adventure.
LaMarche tells me he's been sailing for 15 years and that this was the first time he and Froideval had sailed together.
It's a nouveauté, as we say in French.
A nouveauté, oui.
Froideval agrees, describing their trip in a way not unlike the stuff of novels.
For us, first of all, it was a human experience, a human adventure between two old friends.
Fascina, their team name, is Latin for porpoise. Froideval says the name is a connection to their friendship and their country.
It's special because in France the French Marines are called the porpoises. And we both did our military service in the same unit and where we were porpoises.
And though the two French porpoises have both been sailing for years, they describe the Race to Alaska as more challenging than anything they faced back in France. Here's LaMarche again.
Yes, it's a very hard race.
Yeah.
More difficult than anticipated.
Mm. In what way?
Clearly, well, about the weather, we are not used to such a weather in France because there are very strong change, and we have to adapt every time. And the weather, the wind is not stable. Mm. So every quarter, every hour, we face light wind, hard wind, currents. We are not used to sail with currents. So that was the main difficulty for us.
Froideval describes the 750-mile race as a puzzle.
We discovered along the time the pieces.
LaMarche and Froideval will be returning home to their families in France in the next few days.
Formidable. Voilà, bravo à tous. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Faisant des reportages à Ketchikan, je m'appelle Emma Atkinson.